Alaska is reporting the highest COVID-19 case rate per capita of any state, according to the New York Times. The statewide surge means patients are receiving a lower quality of care than before the surge. Here's what that looks like at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Hospital. Dr. Ellen Hodges is chief of medical staff at YKHC. She's been urging people to avoid riding ATVs or bikes or taking any kind of physical risk. The concern is that if someone gets injured, medical care might not be available to them. Recently, Hodges got a call that a young person had a rollover ATV accident and was coming into the YKHC emergency department.
My heart just sunk because I knew that if she was seriously injured and required intensive level care, it might be really hard to get her that care right now.
The patient did need intensive care and was medevaced to another hospital that could provide it. But those beds are becoming harder to find and the waits for them are getting longer. Hodges spoke Tuesday on Alaska Public Media's statewide radio show, Talk of Alaska. So far, she said, YKHC has been able to medevac out every patient who needs advanced care. YKHC, like many rural Alaska hospitals, does not have an intensive care unit. Hodges explained the process they go through when a critically sick or injured patient enters the hospital.
They start calling every single hospital in the state that has an intensive care unit bed until someone can accept the patient.
A process that once took minutes now takes hours.
In the meantime, the patients are in our emergency department, which is taking excellent care of them, but not especially equipped intensive care unit for the care that these patients need.
Meanwhile, a nursing shortage at the hospital is forcing nurses to care for more patients than usual, which means that patients are receiving less care from them. This nursing shortage exists across the state and is getting worse as more providers quit or take leave.
It causes such a stress on our staff that they can't provide the absolute best care because that's what everyone wants to do, but it's just not available right now and it's discouraging.
Most of the intensive care patients in the YK Delta do not have COVID. Hodges says more often they have other critical conditions, like a stroke, accident, or heart attack. But the state's critical care beds are increasingly filled with COVID patients, most of whom are unvaccinated. At the state's largest hospital, Providence Alaska Medical Center, half the intensive care and intermediate care beds are filled with COVID patients. Dr. Kristen Solana Walkinshaw is chief of medical staff at Providence. She also spoke during Talk of Alaska.
And people are very, very ill and requiring intense cares, which requires a lot of staffing and a lot of attention. And that is where we're operating in crisis.
Crisis care means that resources are so limited that healthcare providers are deciding who gets care, if at all. The patients who receive care first are those who providers consider most likely to recover. Jared Kosin is CEO and president of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association and also spoke on Talk of Alaska.
We should not be here. That is not something that we should accept.
He said the whole situation is avoidable, and it's avoidable through getting vaccinated against COVID and wearing a mask. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.